It's here and now. The House Energy and Commerce Committee holds a hearing on concussions today with neurologists, public health experts, and sports medicine professionals weighing in on the causes, the brain damage inflicted, and how concussions can be treated and prevented. One thing everyone agrees on, football players get concussions mostly when they hit or tackle each other. So what would football be without tackling? Well, critics say safer. And the Ivy League is agreeing, at least in practice, literally in practice. Starting next fall, there will be no tackling during practice in the Ivies, although it will still be allowed in the actual games. College football analyst John Bacon has some thoughts about this. His latest book is End Zone, The Rise, Fall, and Return of Michigan Football. And John, we know Dartmouth already has this ban, but what does this mean that all of the Ivies have decided no tackling in practice?
Right now, it's more a symbol than substance, because even Alabama, Ohio State, almost all the major teams who are playing for national titles, they only hit usually on Tuesdays for 15 or so plays, and even those guys never tackle to the ground in practice. But as a symbol, this is very big. It's the first league anywhere to ban tackling in practice at all throughout practice of all sorts, to do it voluntarily, to do it on their own, basically.
Well, so some schools are just doing it that one day. That's fascinating. We know why they don't want to take any extra risk if they don't have to in practices. But are there people saying that this will change the game, that if you don't tackle in practice, for instance, you might set up some bad reaction habits?
All you have to do is hop on my Twitter account, Robin, to see all the people saying, bubble wrap the kids, is the end of football as we know it, et cetera, et cetera. It's not. In some ways, this is not a radical move at all. John Gilardi, the coach of Division III, St. John's in Minnesota, he banned all tackling in practice decades ago. He holds the record for the most wins in college football at 489. Dartmouth did this a couple years ago. They're Ivy League co-champs last year. And that's the first championship in a while. So it's actually helped them become a better team. So I don't think it's going to affect the quality of football at all. It will affect injuries quite a bit.
Well, and we're also reminded when we're talking about the Ivies, because some people might say, oh, it's not a big conference, you know, like the SEC, it doesn't matter. But the first schools in the United States to play football were the Ivy League, Princeton, Rutgers, 1869. And it was really violent back then.
It was horrible, actually. Check this one out. In 1905, 18 players died playing college football. You can imagine there's no way that would happen now, obviously. It was so bad that Teddy Roosevelt, the president at the time, brought in the presidents of Harvard, his alma mater, Princeton, and Yale to form what we now call the NCAA. And they decided one of the innovations was to allow passing, to spread the game out, to reduce the rugby effect of the game. And everyone said the same thing. This is going to ruin football as we know it. It did, and it made it better and more popular.
Yeah. So it didn't ruin.
It changed the game forever. It's not the same game. You watch the tape from 1903, it's pretty boring. It's rugby, basically.
Yeah, they're throwing the ball laterally. You couldn't forward pass.
Exactly right.
But so then they have the forward pass, and as you said, I think the game functioned pretty well, you know, over the next several decades. So you're saying that if we make this change now, it's just like that change then?
It's pretty much nothing but good. The only question that's still out there is, without practicing tackling, will you do it more dangerously in a game if you don't know what you're doing? I don't think that's going to happen either. All these guys have been hitting their entire lives in high school and college before this. So I don't see that as a real problem either. Here is the real problem. If you don't do something now, all right, parents will not let their kids play football. In my class at the University of Michigan, called the History of College Athletics, a self-selecting group here, obviously, I asked by a show of hands who would let their kids play football. These are 20-year-old kids. More than half said no. And these are fans of the game. If that's going to happen nationwide, you've got a problem.
Yeah, because you won't have the young people coming up through the college ranks to play.
If no one's playing the game, Robin, it doesn't matter what the rules are.
By the way, what do they do on the pro side? Do they ban tackling in practice?
Almost. They're allowed 14 hitting plays per week is all for an NFL team. And most teams don't even use that because injuries are far more dangerous for them than not being prepared.
Wow. Okay, so President Obama said if he had boys, he would not let them play football. You have a young son.
You've done your homework. Five-month-old Teddy. How about that?
Yeah. Teddy, after Roosevelt?
Teddy Roosevelt.
Oh.
My wife's a big fan.
Great, great name. Well, but what do you think? Will he, you know, Teddy Roosevelt love football? Will your son love football from the seats?
Probably. My wife and I did talk about this, actually. We decided if he wanted to play football, we would let him, but I'd watch practice very carefully, and I'm sure I'd not be alone at that. I play hockey. There's no jumping or running in hockey. That's better for me. I hope he's a hockey player.
Well, and there's some concussions in that sport, too.
I've had a few.
Okay. All right. So
draw your own conclusions there. Go ahead, Robin. Say it. It's right there.
No. I'm leaving that alone.
Too easy.
But the point is all of sport. I mean, we have Brandi Chastain, who
right.
is talking about donating her brain to science after she dies because of the hits she's taken in soccer. So,
soccer, by the way, is surprisingly dangerous for concussions, and a wet soccer ball is a dangerous thing.
Yeah, so all sports, taking a look. John Bacon, his latest book is End Zone, The Rise, Fall, and Return of Michigan Football. John, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.
So again, John says, dropping tackling from football would be just like changing to the forward pass decades ago. No biggie. We'll learn to live with it. What say you? Weigh in at hereandnow.org.